Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting into 153 cities even now, as well as 53 countries. So understand that there is commercial breaks in between sponsors that support GCN, Genesis Communication Networks. Just for the record, Genesis Communication Network's sponsors, okay? If you'd like to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the myth, measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to share some information with you really quick because it's kind of bothered me just a little bit. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on with us yesterday, the renowned doctor that's really been given the opportunity to shine bright, and that's exactly what she's been doing now for a year. She's done over 400 interviews in that short amount of time, so good for her for the opportunity, and I'm sure she's humbled by God that she's been the one picked to do it, as is there other doctors doing the same thing. But with that said, I had brought up the information to her that, you know, frontline health workers are rejecting the vaccinations. I brought up information to her about how the military is rejecting the vaccinations. I had brought up information to her concerning the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and those that are selling us the fear, the virus, also the ones driving us to the vaccinations through forced compliance illegally. It's interesting, they're trying to sell us what they themselves reject. And I brought that point up yesterday to Dr. Tenpenny, and she said, Bradley, she didn't have that information, but she said that she believed that they were taking them. I think that we need to take a step back, because what I did during the end of the show with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny yesterday was I brought up the statistics and the facts, and I just said to her and asked her the question, how is it that you have information that I don't have then? Do you have some inside information concerning what's going on in the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, with these numbers? And she said she didn't. Well, what I did is I brought her back to my statistics, and I'm glad I did, because I just educated her all the more as to what in fact is happening. Folks, I did an article back in that of January 16th, right at the beginning of this pandemic. Actually, it was a year after, forgive me. But I wrote, if the high number of frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth of the matter, nothing will. And then I went over to Forbes, one of the mainstream media's useful outlets, the useful idiots that are controlled by the CIA on so many different levels. It's interesting how they came out and told the truth of the matter, that more than half were refusing to take the jab, as they call it. Okay? And I also took the time, friends, to go over to the military. I actually played a video for you. Well, it was just a raw video, someone walking around asking the question, have you taken your COVID-19 vaccination? And I'm telling you what, folks, over and over and over and over again, these young men and these young women in the military used expletives and saying, absolutely not. Okay, so it wasn't just like a no, I haven't gotten it yet. It was like blank no, I haven't gotten it. And furthermore, I'm not getting it. Okay? And so what I did is, I did a little more homework. Again, because I always want to validate what I say here. Okay? I want to give it to you from them. I just found this. This is actually over on InfoWars, that of Alex Jones's outlet. Whatever you may think of him, regardless, folks, good or bad, the information is true. And what it is even the CDC won't take the death jab. And I'm thinking to myself again, why is it that Tenpenny doesn't have this information? Now, I don't have the conclusion, but I'm saying that we just need to dig a little bit further rather than taking the mainstream media for what it is that they say and parroting their information. Now, why do I say that? Because I don't want people to fall into what isn't true. When I bring up the tactic that Saul Alinsky likes to use, and he taught his disciples, his dominions of hell, who have no truth in them, John 8:44, the ones that we have in front of us right now that we're dealing with concerning these dictatorial tyrant wannabes, right, through that are using totalitarian methods, just like their big brother Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich used back in the 1930s on their people. Remember, it was for their safety. Same thing happening today. Saul Alinsky taught his disciples to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, again, I need to reiterate this because it's this important. If you remember rightly, last week they told us 66 million people have been vaccinated. I don't believe it. Then they told us 77 million people came out, but they didn't give it to us in that order. They first gave it to us 77 million people have been vaccinated. Then they told us 100 million people have been vaccinated. Then the CDC came out after that and told us that 66 million people have been vaccinated. See, so they don't have their numbers right, and it only goes to show you that they're using the solid Alinsky tactic to browbeat people into submission, to single you out as their political opposition. Now what we're hearing today, friends, is that we have little Anthony Fauci, right, this little criminal, this little henchman for Bill Gates and the WHO and the CDC. He's now trying to push businesses to do for him what he's never been given the authority to do, and what the governors don't have concerning delegated authority, what the mayors don't have concerning delegated authority, and what the federal government, in fact, does not have concerning delegated authority, by trying to get businesses, by telling businesses that we need vaccine passports. You see what you're dealing with here, friends? You're dealing with tyranny. And it's interesting because if you look at what's going on here today and how many holes they've had in their narrative since the very beginning and the inception of this pandemic, you might want to consider every crisis that's been proposed to the American people. Because, friends, these are the same people doing the same thing on a different day. Okay? I also wanted to show you this. Okay, just to solidify my point all the more, be careful that they don't get you believing that over 200 million people have been vaccinated. No, folks, on a personal level, way more people that I know have refused the vaccination. On a personal level, I don't know one person, and I have friends networked all across America, I don't know of one person that has taken the vaccination. Okay, look at this one. This is Fauci's NIH. And the doctors refusing to take the COVID shot despite saying safe and effective. I'll come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Yeah. Hey, folks, you need to understand something. These people are playing off of each other. I would love to hear you call in and give me your thoughts, because it seems that there's a lot of people weighing in with their thoughts on one social media platform that I have right now. And by the way, if you want to jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, scroll down just a little bit. You'll find the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show there with myself on Monday through Friday, of course, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and Saturdays 2 to 4. I have you for 2 hours today, and I appreciate that. By the way, thank you for making us the number one show. Only you can do that. The number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. So again, we appreciate that. But if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over there, subscribe, and you'll see us right on the right there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front left side of the page right now on beforeitsnews.com, and you can join us on social media platforms. If you would like to weigh in, would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to show you, again, and it's important that you understand this before we get over to our main topic, experimental vaccines. Now they're bribing school children. I'm not making this up, folks. You have a little time to get your other friends linked up with us right now so you can hear the information as to how those that have been bribed and have sold you down the river, Luke 22:48, like Judas did Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Well, they're trying to bribe your children into taking vaccinations. And guess what? If you take the vaccination, you don't have to take your finals. This is them telling on themselves again. This is not conspiratorial theory, friends. It is, in fact, conspiratorial. Jeremiah 11:9. And it goes to show you that the people that are trying to sell you the virus, they want to use the tactic that everybody's taking the vaccine so they can single you out, so they can isolate you, so they can polarize you, because they want to convince you that, well, everybody else is taking it. Really? If that was the case, why is it that they have lotteries? Why are they bribing school children right now to take the vaccination if it was the case? Again, if it was a genuine crisis, friends, you don't have to bribe people in or force people into taking medicine that would make them healthy again. It's a fraud from the beginning to the very end. And again, friends, if you would consider the source, we wouldn't be in this position right now. Okay? Again, read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Look at this. I just highlighted this during the last segment. A high number of frontline health workers are rejecting the vaccinations. Okay? I also highlighted the fact that, friends, I played the video from the military where they are rejecting these dangerous experimental vaccines. And by the way, Tenpenny told me don't call them vaccines, okay? I'll let her explain that to you. Listen to yesterday's show. But again, with that said, I'm going forward now to show you that this is brand new information. This was May 17th, so this is 5 days ago. Fauci's NIH doctors are refusing to take COVID shot despite saying safe and effective. Now, friends, if it's so safe and effective and it's so needed right now, why is it those that are selling it to you, those that are making profit off it by you taking the vaccines, why is it that they themselves won't take it? And by the way, this only solidifies the point all the more, friends. Bill Gates never took the vaccination. Netanyahu never took the vaccination. Trump, the father of the vaccine, he called himself this week. He should be a proud of himself, really. He should, right? What does his father do? John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He didn't take the vaccination. These global leaders, as you have been desensitized into believing that they are, right? They haven't taken the vaccinations, friends. If the doctors that are selling the COVID-19 shot to you refuse to take it, you can rest assured, friends, that they themselves are not taking the COVID-19 experimental shot, the jab. Okay? Now, what's interesting, as usual, this is what tyrants do. It's the Hegelian dialectic. It's two steps forward and a step back after they get their foot in the door. Well, man, I'm telling you what, the bad guys have been so encouraged by the complicity of the foolish in this country that now they didn't just push it from wearing a mask for a week or two to curb the virus that this invisible enemy we were told by Donald Trump to that of, well, you know what, we're going to shut down businesses. You know what, we're going to shut down churches. You know what, you get the whole routine. You see how they have methodically have destroyed this country and the economy, not just in this country, but on a global basis, right? Then it came to vaccinations, and then it came to, well, you know what? Corporations jumping in there and then doing what the governors themselves can't do by mandating that you wear a mask. By the way, the manufacturers tell you don't work, but if you don't wear a mask, then you can't buy or sell. You can put that up against Revelation 13:17. Revelation 13:17. Okay? Did it stop there? Absolutely not. Man, absolutely not. It didn't stop there. But again, they keep pushing it. They keep blowing the wind into their sails in hopes that you'll believe that everybody's going along with this. I can safely say, friends, the opposite is true. Because if it wasn't, why did they have to force it? If it wasn't and the people are going along with it, why did they have to bribe people? Why did they have to set up lotteries? Because their narrative failed a long time ago, just like I told you that it did. Hey, folks, the more they push, the more people reject. If you look in Romans 7, it says, when the commandment comes, sin revives. People don't like to be told what to do by other men. They just don't like it. And it goes back to, you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. Well, guess what? That's what's happened. And isn't it interesting? I just got to reiterate this point. Isn't it interesting? The narrative is always sold to the same people on a global basis by the same henchmen. Over and over and over again, it's the same people. It's Fauci. It's Bill Gates, where it's all spawned from, right? It's the WHO. It's the NIH. It's the CDC. And notice, friends, the corporations are doing what the governors cannot do. So this is, in fact, from A to Z, lawlessness, tyranny with its mask off. So if it's going their direction, why are they now talking about vaccine passports? Because they want absolute control over everybody. Do you remember what happened after September 11, 2001, after the two towers fell? Do you remember how they had the Patriot Act, which was up on the shelf, and they were waiting for the opportunity to use it? You remember all this? And do you remember after the Patriot Act came out, not one representative actually read that stack of papers concerning the act of tyranny before signing it? You know what time they pushed it through, friends? At 3:30 a.m. in the morning. Who was going to reject the Patriot Act? Well, the only people that were going to reject it were those that actually read it, because what they found out is it was a total violation of the U.S. Constitution. So it's not rightly called the Patriot Act. It was called the Act of Tyranny, where we found out that agencies were being created only to find out shortly thereafter that they were being created to war against who? We, the American people. We, the American people. Right? Isn't it funny how little you've heard of Al-Qaeda and ISIS over the last year? They don't need them anymore, friends. They're created entities. Do you understand? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison. What's happening? Well, September 11th, it's Al-Qaeda. It's this guy. It's that guy. It's Bin Laden. It's whatever they create in your minds and throw it down on you. Right? Only to be laughed at by the likes of a Rockefeller through a interview done by Mr. Russo, Aaron Russo, right after September 11th happened, only to find out that Rockefeller told him everything that was going to happen before it happened. And he laughed at everybody. Right? Well, they're still laughing, Americans, because Americans are still going along with it for some reason or another to their own demise. Now we have an invisible enemy that's attacking our God-given rights, and how few have taken the time to understand what's under attack, because it's not a virus that's under attack. It's your God-given rights. And now what I was laughing about during the beginning of this segment is this. Look at this. Listen to this. The Daily Mail just reported Dr. Fauci, okay, defends right not to get vaccinated. Oh, really? After Chris Cuomo, you know, the CNN's useful idiots, and his brother, who happens to be a blue-collar mob head, at least temporarily, and I'm talking about the governor of the state of New York, Dr. Fauci defends right not to get vaccinated after Chris Cuomo demands to know why federal government hasn't made vaccine passports mandatory. Well, I can tell you why. Because it's not constitutional. It's not constitutional in any sense of the word. So therefore, if it's unconstitutional, this makes them criminals, because a criminal defined out in Webster's 1828 is one that transgresses the law, which is found in 1 John 3:4, and put that up to Exodus 20. Because it's not legal. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all that he's looking for, is national, international recognition as legitimate.
The official start to hurricane season is more than a week away, but the first named storm has already formed. Subtropical storm Anna took shape over the Atlantic Ocean just east of Bermuda. The system organized and was packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Anna is heading to the west, but is expected to take a northward turn by Sunday. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Bermuda. This is USA Radio News. One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out. Scientists say a giant iceberg known as A76, which broke off from Antarctica a few weeks ago, won't melt right away. It measures 106 miles long, but is only 15 miles wide and is 1,600 square miles. It's now drifting into the South Atlantic. They say it could take several years before it crumbles and melts away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front page. Join it. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We got our friend Sal calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, when the government has things like the Patriot Act, or when they added all those vaccines for children in 1986, the Children's Health and Welfare Act, anytime the government has things like this that sound really good, you know they're really bad.
Yep.
They undermine the Constitution.
That's right. And again, if people would just simply consider the source, again, it's the same people lying to them day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, the same ones that have been busted in scandals after scandals. They're the ones selling you the virus, friends. What are they telling you, the truth now? But you're exactly right. Now, after doing a lot of high school assemblies, we had something called No Child Left Behind. You dig into that just a little bit, and you'll find out it's No Child Left Unindoctrinated. It's a communist system of indoctrination where they teach the kids nobody's better than anybody else. But how do they sell it to the people? No child left unindoctrinated, and that's exactly what it is. And I'm adding that, of course. But the fact of the matter is that's really what it's about. And it's the Childhood Safety Act, the Vaccination Safety Act. That's how they sold it to the people back in 1986 under Ronald Reagan, when in fact it was a shield to protect the vaccine companies from the harm and consequences that it's caused to the people that they're supposed to be actually healing. Exactly right, Sal. Exactly right. And it's done over and over and over again. There's no truth in these people. And when these people tell you something and they're trying to sell it to you as being the truth, you can rest assured, you can look the other direction, and you can put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Good point, Sal.
I just want to also say, folks, listen to Tim Brown's show. He'll tell you all about what's going on with Common Core and how they're telling your children that if they're white, then they're automatically, they hate everybody else who's not white. And that's not true. We all know that.
Exactly.
And I don't have children, but from a few weeks ago, when you had your sons speak on the air after protesting at the Menards, they understand how things are. Children are not stupid. We need to give them more credit for really knowing what's going on a lot more than the adults a lot of the time.
Amen. Amen. Well, Sal, I always appreciate you, man. I really do. By the way, we're going to be in Colorado up and coming at the end of June, and we'll give you more information as things transpire in that direction. But we're heading your way. We're going to California. I believe we're going to be going to Arizona, Wisconsin, and the such. We'll see what happens in between those current tours that we have set up right now. But just to let you know, Sal, we are headed your way in the next month and a half, and we hope to meet you, my friend, in all sincerity. I want to bring to the next level before we get to our main topic. And again, I want you to see this because, again, we're giving you information that the mainstream media means to censor. Oh, and boy, oh boy, can I tell you, friends? Can I tell you? There's some good things happening right now concerning Twitter and Facebook and Google. Folks, it may be coming to the end of their little heyday concerning their illegalities and their censorship of free speech. It's a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights of what they've been doing. And I don't care what authority they want to assume. They have no business dictating what we say, especially when it agrees with the law. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you today. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, many of these mainstream media outlets that want to control the narrative in the mainstream media. Friends, you need to understand, again, that this has been pre-planned. They went to work at the same time. You can see them working in concert. But again, I'm telling you, there's some good things happening because you got some people, some bulldogs out there right now that are taking it to Twitter. Matter of fact, we got a federal judge out in Massachusetts right now that's about ready to drop the gauntlet. We'll see what happens. Don't want to jump the gun. But I'll tell you what, if that door breaks open, it's all over. And I'm telling you what, we are going in for the kill for what they have been illegally doing in a big way. You can see what they're doing to us right now on our main Facebook channel, social media platform. Again, we have about 773,000 friends, and for some reason or another, they let in 100 or 200 people on a live stream. I should at least have at least probably 25 to 35,000 people watching me at any given time. Okay, but it's down to a couple hundred. Why? Because they're censoring guys like me. You know what? And now that I'm saying that, can I show you something really quick? And I want to come back to that point. It's interesting. I got a little curious the other day, and it's my job to be curious, right? It's my job to be the light that reproves the darkness. And oftentimes we have to go in a little bit deeper than what most people have to go in to expose the truth of the matter. But I noticed all the censorship going on our outlets, majorly, and without having to go into it again, when we first put up sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had over 700,000 unique visitors the very first month. The next month, we had 850,000, and the following month, we were tipping on a million, and then Google went in there and pulled the rug from us. This is what they've been doing, and that should be a red flag to everybody listening to me right now. But going fast forward, I noticed all the censorship again going on this week. There were some articles where they didn't give, they completely censored it. Nobody had the opportunity to see our articles. So when you're on Bradley Dean over on my Facebook account, go up and down and read all the articles that they don't want you to read. Listen to me, that they don't want you to read. And there's a reason they don't want you to read them. So I went over to CNN. And by the way, they are like MSNBC. They're the worst rated networks in America. But somehow or another, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, I noticed they had about 34 million friends on there, which is all bought and paid for. All bought and paid for. Okay, so if you have 34 million friends and you only have 97 shares, there's something seriously wrong. It tells us that they don't have 34 million friends or followers. But I noticed that there was no censorship on their page. I'm scrolling for my social media platform friends right now. No censorship. None. None whatsoever. So I went over to MSNBC just to prove the point once again, because of all the censorship going on our website, just to show you the bias and show you how dangerous these people really are. So I went over to MSNBC. There's about 2 million friends. Okay? No censorship. Isn't that crazy? No censorship. And if they got 2 million friends and some articles have 5 comments and absolutely zero shares, do you really believe what you're being told, friends? Do you not understand it's all a lie? Let me take it one more step, because it's important that you understand this. I went to Fox News. And when I went to Fox News, guess what, friends? I also noticed on that site, they had about 18 million friends. That's interesting. And I want you to keep in mind, those that are getting high numbers concerning the conservatives, you better understand that they are controlled opposition. They're not a threat in any sense of the word to the status quo. Okay? And if they don't pose a threat to the status quo, let me ask you a question. What good is it that they're doing for you? They're not telling you the truth. They're telling you what they're permitted to say and what it is that they're not to say. Americans, but I went over to Fox News because of all the censorship in contrast as to what was going on with my personal page. Okay? No censorship. Why wasn't there any censorship? I'm curious. Can someone explain this to me concerning maybe the information that I still don't have concerning the understanding that I do have? 1-866-582-9933. Why is it that none of the mainstream media outlets are being censored? By the way, I proposed that question to an attorney. And boy, oh boy, it was like he stood there completely dumbfounded. I should have took a dense hat and put him in the corner. I said, have you ever asked the question as to why it is that the mainstream media outlets, they're not being censored, but guys like me are being censored? Doesn't it tell you, friends, that they all have the same allegiance to the same system that Americans claim that they're sick and tired of? You better know that's exactly what's going on. And if they don't have any oppositions, they don't have any enemies, I want to tell you why. Because they don't stand for anything. They're a part of the problem. And when are Americans going to figure this out? And first and foremost, this comes to the church. How is it that the American church is at peace with the world that's at war with God's children? It shows you the lack of Christianity, right? And here we have it. So we see it in the church, no opposition. We see it in politics, no opposition. We see it with today's conservatives of the day. That's why we call them yesterday's liberals. No opposition. Why is there no opposition? Because they're a part of the same, they're allied to the same people that are trying to take control over the rest of us. That is a fact. That is a fact. And we need to come to the realization that they are a part of the problem. And if you go back to the words of my big brother, the line of the tribe of Judah, the captain of my salvation, the prince of peace in its biblical context, right? Law, judgment, mercy, faith, right? Establishing law unto judgment to establish righteousness within the gate that we might understand peace. Isaiah 51 verse 4. He warned us of all of this stuff. Mark 8:15. Beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corruption in government. beware, first and foremost, of the leaven that's found in the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. He warned us of all of this stuff. Matter of fact, it was those two groups of people that were responsible in John 19:15 for crying out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And why did they crucify Jesus? Because he took their cloak of covering from off of them. He exposed them to the world as to who they are, just like he is through Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com even now. Folks, I'm going to take some of these phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. Got you for 2 hours today, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still shaking and waking the church up, friends. We got Lisa calling in from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Lisa here. Yes, thank you for being here and doing this work, and your passion for Christ, definitely inspiring and encouraging.
Cool.
My thought today is that we are Jesus in the desert on the high mountain faced with all this shit. Pardon my language. And I am just so encouraged to stand. Wait, I mean, you know, they would like to think that we're isolated like this. That we don't have any enforcements on our side, but little do they know, they have no concept of what it means to be a child of God, to be fully in Christ, to have on the full armor of God. The miracle, you know what? I am grateful that there are Christian people like you that have open minds enough to know that anything is possible with God. And I'm grateful that I don't have to feel like, even if I feel isolated, you know what happens? I thought the other day, we all have to stand our own ground, and it feels like we're standing alone.
Mm-hmm.
But when the enemy falls and we look around, we're going to see an army of our fellows, and we're going to be encouraged, and we don't have to be afraid at all. And you have encouraged me. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you for the call, Lisa. I appreciate it. Read Ephesians 4:29 when you get a moment, James 1:26 when you get a moment. I was thinking about Elisha when you said that, when he had asked the Lord to open up his friend's eyes, and when he did that, he seen the chariots up on the mountains. We need to understand, friends, we have more going for us than we have against us. As a matter of fact, it was John Knox, the great reformer, the prophet of God from Scotland, that said a man with God is always in the majority. He is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. God is not going to deny himself. And the fact of the matter is, while I'm adding to the conversation that Lisa just brought forth, it's interesting to note, why is it that we never hear sermons from the hirelings from the pulpits in America today, John 10:12? Why is it that we never hear about the faithfulness of God and how the Lord has never failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God? Because you can't find it in Scripture. You know, everybody wants to talk about the buts and the but this and the but that. Well, hey, get rid of all the buts. There's enough buts there to fill an arena. But the bottom line is you cannot find in Scripture in one place anywhere where the Lord ever failed his children. Never one time. Even in times like we're in today. But you better make sure, without presumption, that you belong to him. And don't presume that you belong to him when you act like the devil, right? Read Acts 20, verse 21. The model here is Jesus Christ, not your favorite preacher, not your favorite politician. The one that we're called to emulate, his name is Jesus Christ, period. Who means to perfect. I know a lot of people don't like that word. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. He has come in to perfect us for his namesake. Okay? Jesus Christ is who we follow. Him and him alone. I, Bradley Dean, am not looking for followers. My job is to point you, to drive you to the foot of the cross with the use of the law where it can do no more, where you might put your faith in Jesus Christ. I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page there. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I can just imagine. If you go to Wikipedia, I even had the founder of Wikipedia come after me. I had a former DOJ under Ronald Reagan go after him. And it was interesting how that works. But if you go to the Wikipedia page on Bradley Dean, it is absolutely, folks, I'm an attorney's dream. I am an attorney's dream. Because when I get on the radio, I've been accused of everything that I'm not guilty of. And what I am guilty of, they don't say a thing about it. And what I am guilty of is still being perfected. Am I perfect? No, but I'm being perfected by his grace, because that's what his grace does. Amen. Hallelujah. But I was just thinking to myself, they tried to put me in so many, if it wasn't the New York Times, if it wasn't CNN, if it wasn't MSNBC coming after me, if it wasn't local useful idiots trying to come out against me and accuse me of being this and that. Folks, I've been accused of being a guitar player. I'm a drummer. I've been accused of being a racist with a black guitar player and a Mexican singer. See, folks, what happens is when the truth catches up to them, they lose all credibility. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, they cannot pin truth. They cannot pin a lie to truth. Because like Augustine said, just the truth is like a lion. Just let it go. It will defend itself. It's totally true. I'm thinking about it even after talking to our friend from Washington there. It's just like, what do they do with a guy like me? I guess the Lord knows what he does better than anybody does. And that's what you got to trust in. He knows what he's doing. And truly and honestly, that's where I do trust. And that's where I find my peace, that I am in his hand. He upholds me with the right hand of his righteousness as he maintains my cause and maintains my right, regardless of who they are. Put that up against Psalm 27. We need not fear the face of men, friends. We need to trust the living God. Like the conversation I had with Tenpenny yesterday, I said, you know what? I am so tired of this. The fact of the matter is these are not the end times. Oh, I can see the seasons changing just like everybody else can. But the fact of the matter is when people sit there and just talk about the end times, they've given up on their country. They've given up on their posterity because they don't know their God. And that's exactly why they do it. I want to show you one more thing. I'll take one more phone call, and we're going to come up to hour two, and then we'll get to our main topic. Do you see this, friends? Line upon line, precept upon precept, going back to the point that I was making earlier. Connecticut government, this is the BizPost.com, BizPost.com. Connecticut government secretly tells healthcare workers COVID vaccines are deadly, but withholds the same information from the public investment watch. Does this, again, not prove that this is a criminal conspiracy? Of course it does. Well, Bradley, when is someone going to stand up and do something about it? I don't know. I'd ask that question to you. When are you going to stand up and do something about it? When are you going to quit waiting on everybody else to do for you which God commanded you to do? You're pathetic if that's where you're at. You truly are. But I want to encourage some people here real quick before I take Dan from Ohio. Folks, look at this. Look at this real quick. Look at this on social media platforms. I'm going to show it to you in just a moment. There it is. There it is, Bradley. Dr. Reiner Fulmike heads team of 1,000 attorneys and over 10,000 medical experts in legal proceedings against who? The WHO. World Health Organization, and who else? And world representatives for crimes against humanity. For doing what? Selling the vaccination to people on a global basis. Whoa! I didn't know that was happening. Of course not. Does that give you a reason to go back to sleep now? Or does that actually pour a little gas on the fire to get your little fanny moving? Because to me, it always has an opposite effect. When I see stuff like this, this encourages me to keep going forward fast and hard. Pedal to the metal by the grace of God. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Dan?
I am fantastic, Bradley. Great show. Hey, just tell you a little something. Our employer a couple days ago came out and stated that we only need 3 more people to take the vaccine, and then he'll let the mask come off when we go up front. And now there's been people kind of turned against the people who aren't going to take the vaccine. There's about 6 of us.
Yep.
There's about 6 of us that won't take it. But I will tell you something. Something beautiful has come out of that because we have become stronger. We have become stronger in our faith. And one of the guys, he's a military guy. He's been a hardcore atheist, but he has seen our resolve and steadfast and strength to stand up against this, and they're like, where do you get that from? And I say, that's with the power of the Lord, because fear does not live in us. And this guy, his name is G, I don't want to say his full name, but anyways, he started asking questions, and, you know, I showed him some scriptures. He's like, you know, I think I'm going to start reading the Bible. So, hey, something beautiful is coming out of all of this, and, you know, we got guys I work with, they're, you know, DeWine the Tyrant in Ohio, they're like, They're bragging. They're like, oh, boy, I hope I get picked in this lottery. And they're all excited because Myers is giving $10 for if you have proof of the vaccine. And,
hey, Dan, really quick. Yeah. I'm curious. Where did the governor get that money? Is he writing it out of his own checking account?
Yeah, that's a good question. And my state rep, which, you know, I'm trying to work on something. But, you know, she's called him out. Her name is Jenna Powell. And look her up. She's an incredible representative. She has called him out. She called him a tyrant.
Let's get her on the radio. Let's get her on the radio, Dan. Okay, I got a hard break. Do you want me to hold you over, or are you good?
I'm good, Bradley. Thank you. And I just wanted to share the good news, man.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, hour two, coming up if you want to call in. We're going to get to the main topic, but you can call in at any time. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.